Module 2, Bloom's Taxonomy. Bloom's Taxonomy has been a basis of educators since its inception. Teachers of both children and adults need to be aware of the theory's history and how it has changed over the years to implement it and its three domains. In this manual, the focus is on the psychomotor domain. Bloom's Theory. The focus of Bloom's theory is the learning hierarchy. In this hierarchy, the students will master a level of the hierarchy before moving on to the next. Like walking up a flight of stairs, students eventually take the steps to complete the hierarchy. As they master each level, they discover the ability to implement learning strategies and improve their skills. In this theory, teachers use the taxonomy to guide the students through to the higher levels of thinking and understanding. These three domains work together to create learning objectives, guide activities, and develop effective assessments. Each domain identified is broken down to levels or categories with specific behaviors, activities, and example words that identify when students have mastered skills from each level of the domain. History. Benjamin Bloom was an education psychologist. He and other experts developed Bloom's taxonomy of the cognitive domain in 1956. The purpose of the taxonomy was to establish educational goals for students to perform evaluations of their performance. The three domains that Bloom and his team discovered were cognitive, affective, and psychomotor. Other domain information would follow, including the affective domain in 1973 and the psychomotor domain in 1972. The original cognitive domain was updated. The original taxonomy is shown below. Evaluation. Synthesis, analysis, application, comprehension, knowledge. New understanding. Lauren Anderson and David Crotwell revised the original taxonomy of the cognitive domain to be more action-oriented. The updated version removes knowledge, comprehension, and evaluation and adds remembering, understanding, and creativity. The cognitive domain is used in most learning activities and blends with learning in the psychomotor domain and the affective domain. Creating, evaluating, analyzing, applying, understanding, remembering. Definition. The psychomotor domain addresses the use and development of motor skills. It is an often overlooked domain sacrificed in favor of the cognitive domain. Simpson developed the first understanding of the psychomotor domain in 1972. Other theories followed, which we will address in later modules. In this manual, we use a combination of different taxonomies. The original psychomotor taxonomy, origination, adaptation, complex overt response, mechanism, guided response, set, perception. Case study. Drew was training the new IT employees how to troubleshoot the new company system. He provided the class with written instructions to follow during his lecture. After the class, Drew knew that he would be inundated with calls asking questions about the material. He complained to his friend Alexa about how the class was a waste of time. She asked him if he followed his participants to do any hands-on learning and explained that adding the psychomotor domain might improve understanding.